Yeah. Yeah, hopefully I'll be back studio before I leave. I don't know what I'm going to do. What should I do?
Think on it. I don't know. But you'll be back. You'll do something.
I'll be back in Boston.
Like back in the studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I'll think of something then. The problem is I already did I feel like I wasted my one big idea that I had.
Oh.
But I don't think people really paid attention to it because
you can do it again.
I can do it again. Should I do it again?
You can do it again.
Let's be bad.
Let's be bad. You can do it again.
All right. 2-hour show.
Yeah. I mean, I did a 2-hour show yesterday.
Yeah. It's going to be, because I remember the first time I did it, there were some technical difficulties.
What? For what?
Okay. Can I explain it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was called Doobie Palooza. And it was so I basic. It was basically a podcast.
Yeah. Basically,
there,
guys.
There it is. That's the word that no one wants to say.
It's what a naughty, dirty word.
But basically, podcast. I was okay. So the first 45 minutes were me talking about the backstory behind the guy who invented the Doobies, Yan Tomita, was this crazy illustrious Japanese producer, instrumentalist. He was Japan's first steel pan player.
Mm-hmm.
And he played with a lot of really influential musicians, and then he started making his own music, and I really vibe with his whole philosophy of sound and music. And I listened to all his albums, and then I basically gave a rundown of each album and a little info about it. And then the last hour and 15 minutes of it, I played the entire Doobie Time album front to back and explained it.
That's awesome.
But I don't know if I want to explain. I definitely want to I think it would be fun to do again.
You could do it again. Do you have that one you did saved?
Yes, yeah, I do.
You should save it. I should save mine.
Yeah, actually, I can send you, there's a download script.
Oh, okay, yeah, you should send me that.
I can download things from up to a year or two ago. Okay. So, yeah. All right, we should leave. Let's leave.
I should go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
All right, thank you guys for listening. If you are, I actually don't even know how many people are listening right now.
We could take a quick peek.
24. Well,
that's
18.
Well, okay.
It says 18 unique and 24 listeners. But
what is unique?
I don't know. Maybe different devices.
I go by that one, the unique number, usually because it's a little smaller.
Yeah.
And I just feel that makes.
And I'm at peace with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all she wrote.
Yep. All right.
I've had a wonderful time here tonight.
Me too. I'm glad we could do this.
Yeah.
This was fun.
This was fun. I'm so glad we did this.
All right. Doopy out.
I'm sitting walk to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. Cup of tea, she would admit to no one. A cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea, she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at the Hamartini, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in poor. By the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Tune in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host FR on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe. From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio
with your host FR. Fridays at 12 noon.
Oh! Ultimate Rock Radio. 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 Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 12 noon.
Only here on WMFO.
Anyway, I've got no place to go. It's demon in the doorway waiting to be born. But I'm here all alone, just begging. Pull me close and let me hold you in. Give me the deeper understanding of who I am.
Into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can love them back. One-way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big. Yeah.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
The wash is out, it's hanging out, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up, and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return again.
Heard of a pan that is us someday. Got three passports, a couple of visas.
Hey, we're a storm stream.